We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Uma Tay. It's Monday, October 13th, 2025. Former House Speaker Michael J. Madigan has been sentenced to 7.5 years in prison. Madigan was found guilty on 10 counts of bribery, conspiracy, wire fraud, and corruption. Madigan was convicted earlier this year in February for using his position to receive personal financial rewards for him and his associates from utility company Commonwealth Edison. Madigan also helped appoint a Chicago City alderman to a state board position in exchange for legal work to be sent to Madigan's private law firm and Madigan's son. In addition to the 7.5 year sentence, Madigan is being fined $2.5 million and will have to serve 3 years of probation after his sentence ends. Madigan will report to prison today at 2 p.m. Transitioning to sports, the university's soccer team is kicking off the week in an emphatic way after defeating Purdue 1-0 in their regular season home finale. Sophomore forward Kayla Jackson scored the only goal of the game early in the first half, while redshirt junior goalkeeper Izzy Lee blocked all 7 of the Boilermakers' attempts on goal. Illinois will have a short week as they face off against Northwestern at 6:30 p.m. this Thursday, looking to continue their good momentum. And for those looking for something else to attend this week, the Illinois softball team will compete in a 3-game Orange and Blue World Series from tomorrow night to Thursday night. The Fighting Illini are coming off a 14-1 win over Kaskaskia College and will look to carry momentum into the World Series. Head coach Tyra Perry had a very successful recruiting season, utilizing the transfer portal to bring in 9 new players consisting of freshmen and transfers. Game 1 will kick off at 6 p.m. tomorrow night at Eichelberger Field, while Games 2 and 3 will take place Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. at Eichelberger Field. This event will conclude fall ball for the Illini. Transitioning to something more low-key, yesterday, the university's Black Chorus held their annual fall concert. The group began with a speech from their student president in which he reflected on the concert's theme, Thanksgiving. The concert was a reflection of gratitude and a reminder that every day is a gift. Thanksgiving is not just a seasonal holiday, but a way of living with purpose, grace, and appreciation of life's many favors. This year marks 58 years of uninterrupted excellence and lively performances from the Black Chorus at the university. Another performance this past weekend, from grand adventures to chaotic themes, the Illinois Wind Orchestra and the Hinsley Symphonic Band put together a memorable performance Friday night. The Wind Orchestra had the privilege of premiering Matthew Fellbein's new piece, A Magical Adventure. Fellbein, who is in attendance and is a university alumnus, tells the story of 2 young children traveling to Hawaii for one of the most important items on Earth. Through lighthearted music and Fellbein's own narrations, Fellbein and the Wind Orchestra captured hearts as they took the audience members on a journey to the Aloha State. The Hinsley Symphonic Band also performed David Maslenka's Mother Earth. Maslenka is known for chaotic and peaceful moments in pieces such as Testament, Traveler, and The Seeker, and the Hinsley Symphonic Band put those moments on display. With low voice instruments and drums as the chaos and the flute and bells as the piece, the band mastered Maslenka's well-known themes with their performance. To find the full repertoire for both bands, visit the Krannert Center website at krannertcenter.com. And if all this talk of concerts piqued your interest, tomorrow the State Farm Center is hosting the Avatar: The Last Airbender Live in Concert Tour. This live orchestral performance has toured internationally for over a year, celebrating 20 years of the hit animated series. The concert will take fans on a journey through the legendary story they love on a full-size cinema screen with newly expanded musical highlights and never-before-seen visual moments created just for this tour. Tickets start at $25, and for more information about the event and tickets, visit statefarmcenter.com/events/detail/avatar. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Kyler Bowie, Sophia Bodie, Joshua Applebaum, Katie Wilhite, and Vinnie Magsomble. From WPGU News, this has been Uma Tay.